everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the potato salad drama at my Korean barbecue, whether or not we'd be a licker of a wicker dicker, the Raven stunt on Drag Race Down Under, plus who is making it into our top 8 for the return of MySpace. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Yo, 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 yo.
What Yo, up? You know, I always say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 when we're about to start the episode.
Either not.
Well, when I do count us in, what do you count us in from? 3, 2, 1?
Maybe. Who could even
you
be
don't
sure?
Do, you don't do a 5, 6, 7, 8?
I do a 3, 4, a 5, 6, 7. 7.
You know about, you know seven? About 5, 6, 7, 8? 5, 6, 7, 8.
You know about 7? 7?
Yes. 7. When she was feeling the 7, and we've discussed this before, we're talking about Friends, was she feeling, what was the person touching? What's the 7?
I think 7 was vajayjay.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
There are many parts of the vajayjay. Are these numbers, where are some of these numbers? Do we know anything about the map of the Friends erogenous zones?
I'm going to Google official Monica Geller 7 sex
map body. Okay, I'm going to guess. Well, you tell me, first of all, are any of them outside of. Did you find anything?
Well, yeah, of course. Reddit's got everything. Eight years ago, someone asked, could anyone care to share Monica's diagram explaining the 7 erogenous zones? Someone said, this is how I always interpreted it. 1 lips, 2 breasts, 3 neck, 4 ears, 5 stomach, 6 thighs, 7 vag.
Nothing armpit? Nothing foot?
Do women like the pit?
I don't know.
I could argue feet might be on there. But
it's not like what's in my butt?
Prostate.
Yes. Girl, how long do you have? The prostate, you know, is there some type of prostate in the armpit that everyone has? I don't think so. It's just kind of a tickly spot, maybe.
You got lymph nodes there. That's what I know.
Okay. So given the map that you found on Reddit, will you tell me then... in order of what she is saying is the ideal journey to go down. I would like to just imagine what she's trying to tell me to imagine. So she's saying a 1, a 1, 2, a 2, 3,
yeah,
you know, so like we're saying what? A kiss on the lip, a kiss on the butt, a what the huh, the what?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember that I felt like there was a repetition of 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6.
Which would be what?
Ear, stomach, thighs. I'm just like...
Ear, stomach, thigh.
Well, like maybe your thigh. Mouth is on their ear and your hand is on their thigh. I don't know. Are people... Are
mouth,
ladies,
ear.
Ladies, clap if you're into stomach play.
Clap what? I heard that... Did you know you can clap? You know how you can make it clap? You know about making it clap?
Mm-hmm.
Well... It hadn't really occurred to me. You can make boobs clap.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Well, I hadn't been trying. I hadn't been around many. I hadn't quite yet lived for that applause. I hadn't experienced the what that could be or what I, you know, women aren't clapping their boobs around me. Sorry.
Well, you should get in line. Massive mommy milkers. They can clap.
The large pendulous breasts swing, but do they clap? I didn't know.
They do. They can clap together. They can clap up against the body. They can clap up against a face.
Okay. Thank you.
They be clapping. they be clapping.
Okay. Can they do the wave? I'm sure.
I'm sure they could. I don't know at what part it becomes painful.
A 4-5-6. A 4-5-6. Would you suck a wicker dick?
What?
You rattan? Know, a dick made of wicker.
I don't know, because I was never big on popsicle sticks. I don't want a lot of wicker in the mouth.
Wicker in the mouth.
I'm not a beaver. I'm not a woodpecker.
Okay. You're not chewing on a toothpick?
Oh, hell no.
A lot of people love to have a toothpick in their mouth, but when it comes to a wicker dick, you say, eh.
No. I used to get the shivers when I would watch others chew popsicle sticks. Are you familiar with the shivers?
I am, yes.
I said that recently and somebody didn't know what it was. And I was like, is that a Michigan thing?
I get the shivers if I have to pee.
What?
Yes.
I get the shivers for like velvet. I ain't trying to touch fucking velvet. That is not a good feeling for me.
A 4-5-6. I did hear that.
I will pass.
I don't know when I heard it. And I know I've said it on the pod before, but I heard somebody said that, and maybe it was somebody a long time ago and it stuck in my brain, that is something in the vagina feels like velvet.
Oh, velvet. Or something. The clitoris feels like velvet, I've heard.
Or corduroy.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Okay, well, anyway, back to the Wicker Dicker. They're making a movie about some a man. Have we discussed this? The man made of wicker?
I saw the first exclusive trailer the other day when I was scrolling somewhere, and I went right past it.
Okay, you said not for you.
Is anything to do with John Wick? Is John Wicker the sixth John Wick in the John Wick Marvel Universe?
Oh, like Too Fast, Too Furious, Wicker is John Wick 6. Wicker? I don't know. It's a hard ER. Wicker. Okay.
Maybe they're trying to, I think they're trying to just capitalize on
Wicked.
Wicked, yes.
Yeah, because the play button for the YouTube video of the trailer covers up the bottom half of the R. And so to the untrained eye, it looks like it just says Wicked because it's a curved top of the R, capital R. Do you know what I'm saying?
Olivia Colman as the fisherwoman. Alexander Skarsgård as the wicker husband. Peter Dinklage as the basket weaver.
Okay, so this is Pinocchio or what?
Do you want plot, baby?
Pass. No.
Romantic fantasy comedy.
Based
on a book. Short story.
Well, I did see that he does have a wicker dick.
Do they show it? Does he have, if one has wicker dick, does one have wicker balls?
Wicker balls. Well,
do they call your wicker balls your wicker basket?
Right. Thank you. You got there right before I did. And is in the basket wicker balls?
I guess, are you seated? Are you seeing this flick?
I'm not seeing it, I don't think, unless they pay us to go see it. So wicker, if you're out there, I am eager and willing to be your number one stan. I'll run wicker updates if you got the budget. I got the time.
Well, damn, because Peter Dinklage is on my celebrities I've seen since moving to New York list, and you're telling me I missed the chance to ask him about Wicker, the film?
Girl, I'm just waiting for Wicker the musical. Let's get that going.
I think that existed. It was Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow in
The Wiz. Oh, you know what? I loved The Wiz. We don't have to go back to that, but I would love more of The Wiz. I'm ready for The Wiz revival.
Perfect. Love that for you.
We need to discuss how last week's episode of the podcast, it was immediately thrown out. What's the baby in the
stale
basket?
It was stale
immediately, because we were saying, we have such high hopes for Selena, Jason on Big Brother. We have such high hopes for
Raven.
I was really loving the possibility of Raven competing on Australia. Nicole Page Brooksessence, the Renaissance is here. Everything's over.
Well, baby, if it was stale last week, it's done, died and dead this week.
Well, I'm over it. I was so pissed watching the latest episode. I don't even know if it's the latest episode anymore. It's not. But when they revealed Raven was not competing, I was so annoyed. I was like, you lied to me not once. You lied to me not twice. And then what am I left with? Just this bad taste in my mouth of a lesser cast than I was trying to be like, damn, this is really kind of like a gag. And they really kind of followed through and let it happen. But
you know what they say. Fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice. Shame on me. I think when it comes to Raven, we're all in the me zone now. I think we've been in the me zone. The shame on me. I didn't believe this for a second. I think my biggest complaint is that Michelle called her on her cell phone as she was walking off stage as part of this skit.
What was the phone call?
Maybe she was leaving a voicemail. She called her back.
It was so annoying. It was a waste of my time. It was... So what? You had her come do one challenge just for shits and giggles? This is a big deal to the rest of the cast. It's not. Is this a game to you? Is this a joke to you? It felt stupid and annoying. And I was over it. I was annoyed. I had one of my Corey Cool moments of I'm not watching this again. I am not tuning in next week. I will be tuning in. But I had the moment of thinking, I get why Corey says, I'm done.
It's rare when I'm done with a reality show like that. But I really am considering it with Project Runway. I brought it up last week. It's still bad.
Okay.
Okay.
And the Big Brotherification, it's done. It's full time MAGA now. in the latest episode, and it's not the latest anymore. But in the previously on Big Brother, they showed Kamu saying they cut out Zesty.
The Zesty of the Bestie.
In the previously, and I said, oh, so you see a little bit of the backlash.
So you agree with microaggressions.
Okay, so then they showed just Bestie. Anyway, so the MAGA Alliance is alive and well, and Lord, pray for that one nerdy girl who cries every week because she gets nominated every week. What's her name? Mallory? Christ.
I will say I was a little shocked that when Haley won the HOH, they edited the episode to make her a villain right off the bat. They were like, let us pull up all the receipts of her talking shit about everybody before she plays victim.
If there's anything I'm really trying to internalize from all this is that if you go on Big Brother, it's like, don't talk shit. Like, there's not a single moment where it doesn't backfire on you. If you talk shit about anybody. So it's kind of like you just have to be, you just have to have, you can't give anybody any ammo.
Did I tell you, I don't know if I've told you, I signed up to play two different Survivor games here in New York with all complete strangers. Okay. coming up in a few weeks.
Okay, so it's happening.
It's happening. I guess I can go in, and talk shit about everybody.
Well,
I can go in and try to make friends. It's kind of crazy because they're both kind of like pretty close to each other too. So I guess I can learn from any mistakes I make the first time around and really have a chance to course correct.
Anybody else is going to be doubling up like you are?
I don't know, but I have noticed here in New York that people, they're like every little borough, every little neighborhood has their own like... Brooklyn Survivor, Bushwick Survivor, Manhattan Survivor, or whatever you want to call it. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just start collecting them. Like, who's that man with the rings?
Thanos, mama, I think.
I'm going to start collecting them like Thanos, and I'm just going to play until I have friends and until I win.
Okay, sure. Work.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited, very a little nervous, but we'll see.
The only other thing I had to say about Big Brother was it just is kind of like the rewards of it all. It's like, damn, this is so happening how everyone would just assume it's going to happen for the survivor people or like for their icons. It's like,
I just think the big mistake is like the way they have us voting all week and it's like revealed after somebody gets eliminated. Like there's no doubt in my mind if D was first this week that Jason was not number two. And like what his votes are just what? All of us are just wasted our vote. Like he should get to give his votes to whoever he wants. Like why are we voting? Oh. And then why are we voting for somebody who's potentially going to be eliminated? Like it should be the voting period should be at the top of the week. It should be revealed before an eviction or something. Like the way they have it set up right now, like we vote up until Thursday and then that someone gets eliminated. Like it's just so many problems.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, as much as I'll continue to hate, I'll continue to watch. And what's new about that pussycat?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, real talk. Do you ever get tired of staring into your refrigerator like it's gonna magically rearrange itself into a meal? Like, maybe if I squint hard enough at a jar of pickles and that block of cheese, dinner's just going to appear? Well, I've tried and it doesn't. Every night at 6 o'clock, it's the same horror movie. I open the fridge, the light hits my face, and I'm standing there like, what is a well-balanced dinner, and why don't I have the ingredients to make one? Well, enter Omaha Steaks, my new go-to girl, my freezer hero, the reason I no longer negotiate with empty refrigerators. With Omaha Steaks, I keep my freezer stocked with restaurant-quality protein, and dinner is handled in minutes. We're talking tender steaks, flavorful burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all delivered straight to my door. And as a butcher's boy, let me just say, this is some of the best quality meat I have ever tasted, period. It's like having a butcher living in your house serving up steakhouse quality meat without the steakhouse prices. And yes, frozen delivery can be this good. Omaha Steaks ages their beef meticulously and vacuum seals everything individually so it ships nationwide, arrives frozen, and is ready to grill, sear, or roast with almost zero effort. There is no stress and no more 6 p.m. refrigerator standoffs. You can try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Y'all know I have been absolutely crushing my reading goal this year, and boy, do I have a book for you that you should be putting on your summer reading list. What happens when your new summer job comes with a seriously hot cowboy boss? One who's completely off limits? Well, let me tell you about a book I've been reading called Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is part of the Crimson Ridge series. In it, Sage heads to a remote Montana ranch expecting hard work and fresh air. Not a former Pro Bowl rider with ocean blue eyes, a legendary mustache, and a wedding band on his finger. It's boss versus employee, forced proximity, and enough forbidden chemistry to set the whole ranch on fire. If you're obsessed with Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, Bailey Hanna, this is your next binge-worthy cowboy romance. It's so good and juicy, I simply couldn't put it down. You can find Taming the Heart by Elliot Rose available now wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. And you can check out Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. That's Kensington Publishing at www.kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's get back to the babble.
Oh my God. So you would not believe what happened to me.
Tell me.
I went.
Tell me.
I think I told you this the other day. It was the day of one of the Pokemon Go like 10-year anniversary events, whatever. I was in Santa Monica, and we were like, you know what? Let's get some Korean barbecue, okay?
Yum. Yes. Love it.
You can sit down. They give you the meat. You cook it yourself. You know, you got the little hot plate thing at the table. Okay.
Yes, I follow. Familiar.
Well, first of all, maybe I was spoiled once because I went to one of those and it kind of had like a little buffet situation too. And so now every time I go to one of these, I'm thinking, and where's the buffet? But there's never a buffet. I guess I was spoiled at one point.
Baby, you can Google buffets in my area.
I need to, and I should. I saw, this one though, no buffet, which is fine. It's going to be okay. But you go in, and you know how a lot of these Korean barbecue places will have like some things that are already on the table, like a little side salad with a little nice dressing, or like a little seaweed mixture of something, or I don't know what the hell that is.
They bring it to you, or it's just waiting?
No, already at the table, you know, with your plates and your silverware and your water. Maybe they bring it to you once you sit down. Just like the go-tos that are...
Yeah, okay, sure.
The soy sauce, the this, that, the other.
Yes, and...
Perhaps, you know, like a wasabi moment, whatever it would be there. Anyway, I have noticed at a couple of these Korean barbecue places, they'll bring like a nice little potato salad.
Clap, no? Audience, clap if you like a potato salad.
Those are my breasts.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, yum, 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 yum. I'm going to have to pace myself because... Well, first of all, I sit down, I open Pokemon Go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two golden lures.
Oh, God. And there's a potato salad on the way.
There's a potato salad. Not even on the way. It's already at the table. But it's like a little side, little tray size. Maybe the size
accoutrements.
Yes, a very small little dollop of potato salad. And I'm reading this as maybe it's like a palate cleanser, you know, like... I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to maybe pace myself with this.
Ate somebody else's leftover potato salad?
No, but I would. I absolutely would. I have no problem doing that. Every time somebody leaves their leftovers at a table, I give it a glance. I'm thinking,
We don't squander.
We don't squander. In this economy, we do not squander. Anyway, so we're waiting for our food, our raw meat to arrive. I'm like, okay, well, the raw meat's gonna get here and I still gotta cook it, so let me dig into this potato salad. Okay. I eat it. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just gonna... It is an all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue. I interpreted that as buffet. Call me an idiot. So that's why I was like, oh, there's got to be a buffet. There's no buffet. It's all you can eat. You can keep ordering more raw meats to the table, or, you know, like the little tray of corn, not corn on the bob, corn cheese or whatever, you know, cheese corn.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm seeing like all the sides you can order. You can order two meats at a time, two sides at a time, and then you get that, you eat it, you can order more. I don't see potato salad on the little side list, which is fine. Certainly, I can just ask for more. So he comes back. I say, can I just get a little bit more potato salad? And he goes, sure. He goes back and he comes back and he goes, we're actually running low on potato salad. And I'm thinking, so you're not out.
Running low?
Running low, so you're rationing now. You're thinking, okay, well, there might be people. It's a two in the hand, one in the bush. One in the bush, two. One in the hand, two in the bush.
Well, you gotta save that potato salad, a moosh boosh, for the next customer.
So the customer that's here and is already
is one a moosh boosh per table.
Well, what I'm getting is, when you say you're running low. What I hear is you are prioritizing some imaginary future possibility instead of the real life tangible human who's asking you for help right now. He's here. I'm here.
Okay, so what happened?
And so I say, okay. And there's a large table next to us. They finish their meal. They leave.
They hadn't touched their potato salad.
I don't know if they touched it. They probably did. They were having a wonderful time. Their table gets cleared. All of everything gets wiped down. They bring out a new set of plates, silverware, and soy sauce, and a side p- potato salad for the empty table.
I have so many questions.
Should it be sitting out?
Should potato salad be sitting out?
How chilled
was the restaurant?
It was chilled.
Blowing.
The AC was blowing.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there. I'm watching them set the table. I see the new potato salads get
sitting out for no one.
For nobody. Nobody sits down at the table. It's not like it was immediately turned over for the next customer because there's no next customer. It's just, it's a possibility for somebody. And I'm thinking, who gonna stop me? Who's gonna check me boo? Who's gonna tell me no? I didn't do it. I have class.
You should have, because like, why is it just sitting out?
I don't know.
But how creamy was this potato salad?
I don't know.
Are we talking a normal creme? Are we talking like Meyer deli area?
Yes.
Potato salad behind the deli counter.
A little relish crunch. Mm.
Redskin?
Perhaps I didn't quite give it a gander.
Okay.
It was more yellow-white vibes.
Okay, yeah, I follow.
Maybe mayo and mustard were
prominent
part of the
pictures.
Yeah. But I just felt so disrespected. I'm like, damn. Grow up. I don't know. Like, plan better. You know
how much potato
salad you need. I just felt lied to. Don't tell me you're running low. Just say sorry. We have
this tale. I've heard it all before. This tale reminiscent of the time we were at the Cheesecake Factory in Hawaii, and you slammed your fists on the table when they told you they were out of like a wrap.
It was a.
What do you mean? I don't think this happened. This is a story in your book.
No, that was AI.
This is a chapter in Binge.
It's
here,
crazy.
I've got it right here.
Crazy that books these days.
Books.
If a YouTuber came out with a book these days, people would be like, "Oh, it's probably just AI." Back then, everyone was like, "Oh, you have a ghostwriter." That is ghostwriter. So somebody's still writing it. Oh, it was still human. I mean, no ghostwriter over here, but nowadays, if every YouTuber were putting out books, people would be like, oh, it's just AI.
Yes. Well, that's the world we live in. Welcome to it.
I don't love it. I don't love it. Paul, I go to my books for human thoughts.
Paul of it.
So, reader, would you lean over and take your Korean barbecue potato salad? Have you ever disobeyed a waiter?
Clap your tits.
Clap your tits if you disobey the waiter.
In high school at some point, I don't know, 10th or 11th grade, we had to write letters to businesses that could either be positive or negative. And I wrote a letter to my local Outback Steakhouse because we went there and we were waiting for our table and our buzzer... Like, you know how they give you a handheld buzzer? Mm-hmm. It didn't go off, but we were sitting there, and the sassy gay host came over and said, your table's ready. And I said, oh, really? This didn't buzz. And he said, maybe put it in your ass.
How old were you?
This is a 16, 17.
Oh, it's time to sue.
I wrote a letter to that Outback Steakhouse in Jackson, Michigan. Never heard back. Don't know if that human got fired.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I felt like it was like gay recognizing gay, even though I wasn't out. I wasn't out at the time. He clocked my tea.
Well, was your tea clockable?
He clocked my tea, mama.
How tight were your jeans? Could he tell? Was he feeling it?
Well, at that point, I was still wearing Janko jeans from PacSun.
Oh, it rings a bell, honey.
I was dressed in my finest billabong from head to toe.
I can see it.
He clocked my tea, mama.
Oh.
Well, okay. So that's the only time I ever disobeyed a waiter.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't even disobey the waiter. I just sat there and scoffed. I just stewed in my own anger.
I had a whole ass talking point on my list that said, Wisconsin woman banned from 41 Olive Gardens.
What'd you do?
Guess what? Fake.
What? Oh.
All that talk of AI moments ago had me Googling while you were talking. Turns out, fake.
Damn, I was really wanting to know, was she fighting a good fight? Was she...
The article that I saw had said something about refusing to leave and demanding more free unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks.
Which is very plausible to me.
Yes. You know what's not, you know what's not fake news?
What?
Did you hear about the pigeon lady from Home Alone 2?
Rip. Yeah.
She's dead.
She's dead.
I did the Candy Rip. Muse.
She's dead.
She's dead.
No, what happened?
I just needed to bring it up so that we could put her on the Cycle Ghosty of the Year nominees.
Okay. Well, I do find her to be an icon. She is a queer legend. She's a queer icon for me.
But I did when I saw it. You know what I thought? Very good Halloween costume for me this year as a native New Yorker.
Absolutely. Well, if you're going to be a native New Yorker, you should just be the lips. But yeah,
I think
on wires, you could have pigeons flying all around.
Yeah, I would just get a bunch of like little pigeons and like glue them all over my coat like I did when Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Yes. You could get one of those spinny hats that the hat with the spinner on top. But then on the end of the spinner, you could have wires of and like. Pigeons, so you could spin that and they're like flying around you.
Damn,
kind of like a Looney Tune that gets punched.
You really thought that? I would have to like put the wire through my knit cap. I believe she wore quite a knit cap quite a bit. And I'll be
you
carrying
could throw seeds at people.
Yes, and I could show them my turtle dove Christmas ornament that I have nowhere to hang.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. She did have that, and she was dirty. You could get some dirt.
Yes. I thought. What an easy costume. All I really have to do is like glue some birds to a peacoat.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she's a little bit. She's kind of. There's an Erykah Badu song called Bag Lady, and I think of her when I listen to that song. I don't know. I think it's about like a woman that carries around a lot of bags, and I've always kind of imagined like a New York Central Park figure,
well,
if you will.
Me,
she kind of gives that vibe.
Me, come 10:31.
Okay. Well, you're ready. You're already ready.
Yeah. Last thing I had on my list. Did you hear what the straight men are up to?
Girl, what?
These two guys opening a gym for guys only so that they won't cheat on their wives because they can't be trusted at a traditional gym where everyone's allowed to be.
Okay.
Fellas, you going to the bros only gym?
Yes, I think so. I think my gym is kind of already a bros only gym just like because like it's a gayborhood. It's like, you know. Okay, so these are only straight people wanting to hang out with only straight men. Damn.
Well, it was MAGA men.
Like, what do you mean you have no self-control where you can't stop yourself from cheating, from...
Yeah, he cheated on his wife, so now he has to open a gym for men only. Because he cheated on his wife with a woman from the gym.
All right. I guess. Whatever. Listeners, can straight men be saved?
No, I think we've not all some, but not a lot.
I have a little something to share. I did see that they are now selling human refrigerators, which I think I am. If there's anybody that would want one, it's me.
For your corpse?
No, you can sit in it to cool down. These are the end times. Extreme heat is upon us, and aren't you just a little warm?
That can't be good for the electrical grid. Refrigerators are a big electricity user.
Well, they're now selling in Japan. a human refrigerator. You can go in it. You sit in it. It's got a little seat that you can perch on. The front of it is clear, so you can see through it. It's, you know, it's like
how low do you go?
Can you get it to the flow? Can you bring it to the low?
The problem with that, it seems nice, but how cold is it? I don't want my feet to be too cold in there.
The air is.
I don't want to wear. I don't want to wear socks in my refrigerator.
The picture has a woman fully clothed. Not like a sauna where you get down to a towel. It's like she's in her clothes. She's got a zip up. This is weird, actually. Like a fleece, but short sleeve fleece. Zip up, quarter. Zip.
Whoa. So for some reason, this whole time I was picturing like a mini fridge, like what you have in your college dorm. This looks like an actual, you know, when those rich people have the refrigerators that you can just see in. And then there's like,
this is what I'm talking about.
This is what this is.
So you sit in it. It's 5 degrees. You sit for 10 to you sit in it for 10 minutes. It'll completely cool you down. And after 20 minutes, it automatically shuts off to prevent overcooling. What do we call that? Just freezing the human.
How long until someone gets locked in one on accident?
I don't know, but I this is not new technology to me. When I worked at McDonald's, when I worked at Arby's, bitch, I was hanging out in the meat freezer. You couldn't get me out of there.
Oh, okay, food service girlies, clap if you used to hang out in the walk-in.
I made out with somebody in there. Please.
Oh, if I wasn't in the if I wasn't snacking in the walk-in. Oh,
snacking in the walk. Yes. You know, I used to just snack on the chicken salad in the walk-in.
We had a bucket of pickles, and I thought, if I'm in the walk-in, I might as well have some of the pickles.
Well, in the walk-in, they have the fridge, and then you can do one door further into the freezer.
Well. At our meat market, we had separate.
Oh, okay.
I did not like going in the freezer one.
I would like to go in this. I do feel like if I felt locked in there, I could punch through the glass maybe.
It's giving.
Again, it will turn off in 20 minutes just in case. So it's chill, literally.
Yeah, it's giving like when you see in a movie and your car goes into the river and then you have to like use your belt to try to break the glass. You could get out of it eventually.
Sure. I'll be giving up, but whatever. It's only $9,000, $9,161, and requires no installation, and it even has wheels.
Dang, I guess I should get one.
Do you have $10,000 to spare?
No, but if 10,000 listeners could Venmo me $1,
I really could use it. You know, I get overheated so quickly. I'm a sweater. I'm a heater.
Listen, I this has been my first summer back having a real summer. You know, I'm not used to it.
Okay.
I'd be sweating on my walks.
Yeah, I would love a human refrigerator, actually. The last thing on my list is MySpace is coming back.
Okay, I feel like they say this every other year.
I feel like this has already been announced 10 times in my lifetime.
Every other year, they're like, MySpace is coming back. I don't care.
Oh, so you're not making an account?
I don't care. I don't have a top eight.
Yeah, asking this generation to list eight people that they would want to publicly claim, it's not like it was in middle school, high school. It's like this girl's in my second hour.
I don't think we need any more social media apps. If I'm being quite honest,
I do agree.
I think we might be like tapped out. I think there's enough. I think we should actually start losing some. Before adding more.
You know, all of the media companies merging, I think we kind of need some of these social media companies merging. Like, we don't need Instagram and Threads. Girl, just be one thing. Have a different tab. You don't have... Isn't that the same owner? And Facebook. Aren't you all the same people?
Yeah. Haven't you shared all of our information, our data amongst yourself?
Just be one thing. Girl, you're annoying. I did see that it's been officially 10 years since Instagram's story started.
Damn.
I can't even imagine Instagram without the stories.
Did you see that it's been 10 years since La La Land?
Oh, I saw that they're doing a re-release and they changed the cover of it to fix his hand so that it's correctly upward.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. But I've been on my list for a couple weeks, but did never feel important enough to share.
It feels harmless, but it also feels like revisionist. And it's a slippery slope to live in a culture that just is so willing to change our history instead of learning from it, instead of keeping it as it was so we could learn from it. Oh, you just want to change history, don't you?
Yeah.
Sad. Sad times. Sad.
Sad, sad tears of a clown.
Sad. I love that song. I do. It's one of my favorites. Really is.
All right. Well, where can people find you?
You can find me just trying to figure out who's in my top eight. I got Corey and
Crouton,
and that's it. And so we are at our top two, and I'm now accepting applications. Corey, where can people find you?
I don't think you're not going to put your human fridge in your top eight.
No, I'm going to put me in my human fridge. In my profile picture.
You can find me writing a letter to the Korean buffet place on your behalf.
Don't get it twisted. It's not a buffet. It's an all-you-can-eat barbecue. There's no buffet in the title.
I will be writing them a letter on your behalf.
Thank you. And I want everyone to be doing the same. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, zesty bestie. I'll see you deuces.